Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The All Local on KNX News, 97.1 FM.
This is KNX News, 97.1 FM, Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station. Good afternoon, I'm Brian Ping.
And I'm Karen Adams. Our top local story, nurses at Providence St. John's in Santa Monica walked a picket line today. They're not on strike, but they say the hospital refuses to deal with chronic short staffing.
Some drivers honked in support of the nurses who are demanding that Providence St. John's staff up and make sure that they have enough nurses and that the nurses are compensated adequately to keep them from going to other facilities. Elizabeth Baker Wade is a nurse at the hospital. She's also a union rep who's negotiating for a new contract for the nurses.
We are at the end of our tolerance of the poor staffing in this hospital.
But a Providence spokesman noted that they're in the middle of contract negotiations with the nurses and points out the shortage is a nationwide problem.
The staffing shortage is not unique to St. John's, nor is it even unique to California.
Chief Nursing Officer Giancarlo Lyle Adrosolo said they've worked hard to keep their nurse-to-patient ratios intact
throughout the pandemic, even with the surges.
He noted the hospital has been ranked highly in the region and in the state out of some 500 hospitals. In Santa Monica, John Baer, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Homeless shelters are often asking for food donations, but because of the drought and the heat, local shelters are now pleading for water. Georgia Berkovich with the Midnight Mission in downtown LA tells us things are particularly bad for the homeless people living on Skid Row right now.
There's more people coming to Skid Row. With the heat, there's an increased need for water. So normally what you would drink in a day, you're drinking twice a day because of the heat. And Skid Row is an urban heat island. So as hot as it is everywhere else, it's even hotter in Skid Row because there's very little green space.
Berkovich says they're always in need of water, but donors have been less willing to give it because of the current drought restrictions. She says the Midnight Mission has launched a social media campaign encouraging people to donate water or to give money to the shelter so they can buy more water.
One man has been shot and killed in Paramount, three others wounded. It happened around 11 this morning on Paramount Boulevard near the 105. L.A. County Sheriff's deputies found the four victims on the ground while responding to a report of gunfire. One man was declared dead at the scene. The other three were taken to a hospital. Their conditions not known at this time. Anyone with information about the shooting is asked to contact the Sheriff's Department's Homicide Bureau.
A man who once co-owned a T-Mobile retail store in Eagle Rock faces up to 75 years in prison after being found guilty of multiple felonies. Prosecutors say the 44-year-old Burbank man ran a $25 million scheme to use stolen T-Mobile employee credentials to illegally infiltrate the company's internal computer systems to unlock its cell phones. He's expected to be sentenced in October. A co-defendant pleaded guilty in the case and is awaiting sentencing.
A fire at a house in the Larchmont area left one person with serious injuries. The LA Fire Department says it only took fire crews 20 minutes to put out the flames at the home on West Elmwood and Western Avenues, and it's not clear what started it. But the fire was enough to send a person to a hospital in serious condition for treatment of smoke inhalation and burns.
It looks like the indoor mask mandate in LA County won't be coming back for now, with COVID hospitalizations continuing to fall. The number of COVID patients in county hospitals declined by 19 people to a little more than 1,200 over the weekend. The county's seven-day case rate is also dropping. With the declining numbers, the county could drop out of the CDC's high community level by Thursday.
More cases of COVID in Southern California are turning out to be reinfections.
Earlier studies had shown the chances of getting COVID a second or a third time was pretty low. Dr. Anthony Fauci tells KNX in depth.
When you look at the accumulation of the anecdotal cases, it certainly does appear that it's significantly more than that. And that's the reason why now a number of studies are going to be looking at just that.
We asked him for his thoughts on LA County deciding to hold off at the last minute on reinstating an indoor mask mandate.
Mandate, as you well know, has almost a radioactive aspect to it. You say mandate and people understandably push back thinking you're encroaching upon their ability to make their own decisions about themselves.
And he stresses, don't be fooled by recent surges not being as extreme. People need to get vaccinated and boosted or risk severe consequences, even death. Rob Archer, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Starting this week, there'll be a new COVID vaccine for people in LA County, the Novavax. Dr. William Schaffner is an infectious disease expert at Vanderbilt. He tells KNX the Novavax shots have some advantages over Pfizer and Moderna.
It is refrigerator stable, so it can be distributed to doctors' offices and received there. You don't have to go to a single place. It can be taken much more easily out to rural areas.
Schaffner says he hopes some people who have not gotten vaccinated yet will get the Novavax because it's a more traditional vaccine as opposed to the mRNA technology used in the Moderna and Pfizer shots. Long Beach is already offering Novavax, and it'll be available in the rest of LA County starting on Wednesday.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, hey, Alexa, play KNX News. You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps. And on our website at knxnews.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.